Can you start us off with some of your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions after that.
Well, our defense was the difference in the ball game. It's been one of the things we stressed all year. And I think those of you who've watched us know that we like to transition. We were able to do that the first half on a pretty consistent basis. Second half, got a little tired, didn't execute near as well offensively, but defensively we were able to continue to get some turnovers, which was down the stretch the difference in the game.
Wayne, you had a period there where all of a sudden it started to slip away, and yet they found a way. Did you say anything to them, or did they just do that themselves?
Well, we switched defenses going in the last quarter, which allowed us to get a few transition baskets. Third quarter, we were getting good shots, but they didn't go down. From that standpoint, everybody just continued to be positive and pick up their defensive assignments and did a nice job.
The loose balls and the rebounds you were getting were not happening there in that one
step. No.
Where did you dig out and get
well, that? Well, and that's when at a timeout, and I just said, you know, we've worked too hard to get to this point and let tired take over, and we had to continue. I mean, everybody just dug down, and you're right. I mean, it was a situation where we got tired, but there was enough pride in these kids that they were able to pick it up.
What does the title mean overall, and yet another for you guys?
Well, for me, this is my first. These people have done a great job in the past. Obviously, my son is a big part of that, winning 4 of 5, and it's something I think these people have ingrained that we just expected to win.
Wayne, talk a little bit about, you talked about that lull, obviously you got in the third quarter. What do you think the biggest cause? Was that something Revae was doing, or was that just kind of weariness?
Well, I think, you know, after halftime, third quarter has not been one of our strong quarters. And I think it was magnified today with the elements. And, you know, but at the same time, Revae, they did a nice job of continuing to attack offensively and started hitting some threes. We knew they were three-point shooting squad. But the play right at the end of the third quarter really really made a huge difference for them, gave them some momentum going into the fourth. So I think at that point we knew we were in a ball game, but at that point we knew we were in for a real ball game.
Wayne, you hate to think about next year, but we always do that, so it was up to us. There's a lot of these people coming back. And this is going to be a heck of a thing to be able to defend because of the nice nucleus you'll have.
Well, we are going to lose two starters plus a nice substitute. These two young ladies here at my side, Bailey and Aaliyah and Sarah Rice, we're going to miss, obviously. These people that are coming back know that they have a challenge in front of them. We'll be moving up to 2A, so it'll be a different look. From that standpoint, when tournament time comes, but as far as our schedule, we'll continue to try to play the best we can.
Bailey, can you talk about how you guys responded to the pressure that they had put on you and got the lead down to 1 point, and how you responded right there?
Yeah, we worked on the pressure a lot in practice, so we prepared for that. But during that lull, like Coach said, he called a timeout and just kind of got our minds in the right place, so we could come out and just put the pedal to the metal, because I thought we eased up a little bit when we could have kept pushing and pushing our lead.
What goes through your mind in that situation? You had a significant halftime lead, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's gone, and their crowd's going crazy. And
yeah.
How do you stay calm and find a way to make plays in that situation?
Like I said, we just took a timeout, took a break, and got our minds in the right place.
I'll put the mic over to Leah so we can get her a little better.
This one?
Both of them.
Both of them? Okay.
And my question to you is, as a senior, when you saw this, as Bailey said, getting away just a little bit, what did you think, and how were you in the huddle, and how were you thinking of, you know, what was going on here, and what can we do?
I knew we had it. We just had to settle down. We were letting the crowd get the best of us. We just had to keep our heads on, take it play by play, and not make a stupid foul or anything. We just had to play our game and settle down and not play play the game that they wanted us to play.
Did this team's big game experience come into play there?
Excuse me?
The big game experience this team has, does it come into play here when you have a thing like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to go a little further with her comments. When we switched defenses, she was at the point. We went to a 1-2-2, and if you look at the game, that down that stretch where we started to make our turn, she was out high pressuring and caused a couple of those turnovers or made longer passes, and so that was a big swing right there, because as I told the kids in the huddle, we didn't want them to get the lead because we knew they had some momentum going anyhow, and when we switched defenses, moved her at the point, that made a difference in what they could do. They never got inside again. They basically ran perimeter offense, and we got some turnovers. Again, everybody picked up the intensity a little bit on our change of defense.
Bailey, you've got three titles now. Mm-hmm. How does this feel? How is this different as a senior?
It feels like the first one. Just same excitement, same feeling, but maybe just a little bit more, because I knew coming into the game it was my last game with these girls who I've grown so close to, and my coach as well. And it feels really good, because I couldn't imagine a better way to go out of my high school career.
Any other questions? I'll just throw a last note here. Kendall Fincher's 19 rebounds set a single-A state championship game record.
Wow.
And was also the most in a championship game since 1988.
Good job, Kendall.
Thank you, coaches.
Thank you very much.